There are huge arguments that go on in Bible translation of, if you confront an imperfect, how are you supposed to render it? Is it they began to do something, they habitually did something, they tried to do something, and all those are different. All those are different in their conceptuality. Now, when I was involved in vetting the New English Standard Version Bible for the book of Acts and for 1 Peter, I had big fights with the high editorial committee on these imperfects in the book of Acts, because they were very wary of putting focus expressions into the text, and they continually under-translated. So instead of saying he was leaving or did leave or used to leave or habitually left, they would just say left, because they weren't quite sure how to render this. So there's a huge issue here that involves translating. And as a matter of fact, as I said, along with the middle voice and word order, these are the three major issues in why you need to understand Greek in the original. Because these are the three places, the word order, the middle voice, and this focus issue that are, well, what shall I call it? The most critical for the full understanding of the biblical text. Now, I've talked about focus here. I'm going to put another word up on the board over here. I'll put it over on this side. This is generally in the literature today called verbal aspect. Aspect. What I am describing for you is a theory of verbal aspect, i.e., what difference the stems have from each other. And you would put it like this if you wanted to express this properly. You would say that the various stems express aspect, not time. Now, what is the difference between aspect and focus? Well, there isn't really a difference except in this. Aspect is your generic category for the differences between the stems. Aspect is. There are a number of people today that argue about this. In addition to myself, the people who have thought about this and have written about this are Stanley Porter, Buist Fanning, and K.L. Mackay of Australia. In addition, let me put it this way. We all have slightly different versions of verbal aspect. That's the way to say it. So aspect is your general category of the differences between the stems, and the differences are not time. Right? What is it? I say it's focus. Right? Others say it's something slightly different, but there is a family resemblance of all of these. For example, in the Stanley Porter scheme, he doesn't believe that there's any time factor that's ever expressed by Greek forms. All right? Now, I mean, I don't know how that can be, but there you are. He and I have had a long, long set of arguments about this. For example, Fanning says that it depends upon sort of perspective, whether you're inside the activity or looking from the outside and so on. But all of the people who think and write about this are convinced that the stems are not essentially related to time, but to something else related to activity. My own preference here is to talk about focus as the key thing. Let me say one more thing, and then we'll take some questions. Where does the future fit in? This is a difficulty in just about anybody's scheme. And I don't have any strong feelings about this, but I'll tell you what, I think it's possible to maintain aspect like this and to say that the future is another focus, and that is that its focus is on intention. That when you're dealing with the future, you are not essentially dealing with time that isn't here yet, but with intentionality. Now, what may be an indication that this is correct is the fact of deponent futures. See, why are there so many deponent futures? Well, if I'm sort of involved with the activity and planning it, that's a middle kind of conception. So that, if that's the case, then the lipse stem would be intentionality, and we would use lipso here as our future, and there is nothing in the past. You don't ever augment that and put on secondary endings, because intentionality is by its very nature future looking. Now, I have to tell you, this is not, so to speak, a smooth part of the system. All right? And everybody agrees to this. Some people just say, oh, you know what? It's really just time, and people had to have a way of expressing stuff that wasn't there yet, so they just welded this future thing on. Eh, I don't know. I think the intentionality is not too bad a concept. But this much you can take to the bank, and that is that the future is not essential to the aspectual understanding of the verb. Essentially, the first, third, and fourth principal parts are essential to the aspectual understanding of the verb.